From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams, along with Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us on Fridays about the business that we call sports. Welcome, Stefan.
Hey, Noah.
Here we are after a perfectly splendid grand World Series last Sunday ending there, and Major League Baseball is once again grumbling. The issue is contraction. The baseball owners voted this week to reduce the roster of teams from 30 down to 28. Please remind us why they want to do this.
They want to, they say, get rid of the weakest links, as it were. The argument goes that there are too many teams in baseball that can't support franchises anymore. Markets don't care. Attendance is too low. They can't generate the revenue to compete with the richer teams. The solution in these cities that have not, as of yet, decided to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on new publicly funded ballparks is now to get rid of them.
And the two teams we hear the most about are the Montreal Expos and the Minnesota Twins, losing money, I guess. My question is, do they sell the teams back to the league and therefore get more money than they would if they sold them on the open market?
Absolutely, and that's one of the great criticisms here. On the open market, the Twins and the Expos are probably worth in the neighborhood of $100 million, if that much. If the owners buy out the existing ownership in those cities, we're talking more along the lines of probably $150 to $250 million, depending on what they negotiate. And this is one thing that the extremely strong baseball union is going to go after, the fact that you've got A, other cities available that would probably take a baseball team, and B, it looks like a sweetheart deal for the owners that want to get out of the game, particularly in Minnesota, where Carl Pohlad has been in the game for a long time, hasn't put much money into the Twins in years, wants to get out. This is a great sweetheart way to say goodbye to him.
What about the baseball players? Would the league simply somehow assume these two teams into the overall leagues, or would they be out of work?
Well, they'd be out of work initially, but there are some terrific players on the Minnesota Twins and the Montreal Expos and the Florida Marlins and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, or whoever gets eliminated if this goes through. There are basically two scenarios, as far as I can tell. One is to have something called a dispersal draft, where you take the players on those teams and find a way to divvy them up. Maybe have the worst teams in baseball have the first draft pick, and they would pick, say, Vladimir Guerrero of the Montreal Expos. The union may not like that, though. And the union is going to play a role in this if it does go forward. The terms of contraction are negotiable under the labor contract. The union may say, what we really want is for all of these players to be declared free agents. They're dumped on the open market. They can sign with whomever they like. And their existing contracts are null and void. But whether this goes forward is still the big question.
A couple of people in Congress are making noises about wanting to get involved in this issue. Congress does have a say in it, do you think?
They do. Baseball has an exemption from antitrust laws that's been around since a Supreme Court case in 1922. And two senators yesterday said they're going to try to introduce legislation next week to rescind that exemption. They asked President Bush, who used to own the Texas Rangers, was one of the owners there, for support in that. The issue here is whether Congress has the backbone, really, to get involved and take on baseball. Baseball has successfully defended its antitrust exemption for years. Congress has always threatened to do something about it, but they never have.
This whole issue of contraction, good or bad for baseball fans?
Well, if you're a baseball fan in Minnesota or Montreal or somewhere else that may lose a team, it's awful. Baseball is cyclical, as all sports are. If you went back 15 years and looked at teams that would have been on the chopping block, they would have included places like Cleveland or Pittsburgh. And now it happens to be Minnesota and Montreal. Baseball looks at this as a short-term solution to growing economic problems, and that's even arguable. We've got record attendance, great TV ratings during the World Series. This is not going to go away quickly or happen quickly.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Noah.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal speaks with us on Fridays about the business of sports.